This is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Scheer. For most of us, beach food probably means things like hot dogs, hamburgers, and lemonade on the boardwalk. But visit the East Matunic State Beach in Rhode Island, and the food of choice is oysters. From the Matunic Oyster Bar, a small restaurant down the street, we visited owner and oyster farmer Perry Rasso and brought back this audio postcard.
My name is Perry Rasso. I'm from Matunic Oyster Farm and Matunic Oyster Bar. I started a small shellfish farm. After a few years, I expanded to 4-acre farm, and now I'm at a 7-acre farm. In 2009, I purchased the restaurant, and it became popular, and we were voted the best new restaurant in Rhode Island, and it's a lot of work and a lot of good people helping.
We're in Potter Pond in South Kingstown, Rhode Island, the southern part of Rhode Island. Potter Pond is a salt pond, an estuary, with an inlet from the Atlantic Ocean. This pond is actually the deepest salt pond in Rhode Island. It was formed by a glacier thousands of years ago. So the farm starts right here. It's on the other side of that salt marsh is the dunes and the barrier beach, East Matunic State Beach. We're coming up to right now rows of oyster bags, much like rows of corn or vegetables at a vegetable farm. There's rows of oysters in these sturdy plastic mesh bags. Some of the bags that are standing up are getting ready to be put back in the lines. They'll lay parallel with the seafloor. They're suspended from the seafloor with PVC plastic racks, and there's roughly 10,000 bags of oysters. I first started digging shellfish when I was in junior high. I snuck behind some summer homes in the pond and started digging little net clams and making, you know, 30, 40 bucks cash at the end of the day. I started scuba diving for them. Went away to college and studied aquaculture and fisheries technology at URI. And you know, I started the farm and then gradually expanded it. So I'm going to jump in right now. Here you can see a bag of oysters. The top of the bag has got algae on it. Bottom of the bag, not as much. We stock the oysters. We start them at about 1,500 oysters per bag. And then as they get larger, they graduate into larger bags. And you can see the new growth of the oyster is the edge of the oyster is called the cuticle. It's the clear, and it's very soft. And one of the things we do to kind of create a better product is break that cuticle off by shaking the bag of oysters. It breaks that cuticle off. It slows the growth down a little bit, but it makes a thicker shell and a more uniform shape of oyster. It also cleans some of the biofouling off the oysters. But you can see in the bag the size discrepancy. You know, they grow at different rates. The oysters are sold as the individual, by the piece. So the first bag we pulled up was about 1,200 oysters. When we first stock them, 1,500 oysters in a bag. When I first started, I would open bags that had giant starfish in it and a bunch of dead oysters. I had this big starfish get in the bag. And what happened was it got in the bag when it was little and small enough to move through the mesh and made a whole living on eating the oysters. And then became a giant starfish, but now we maintain our gear better so that doesn't happen. You could spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week out here, and the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. The more you maintain the oysters, the better they'll survive and the better they'll grow.
That was oyster farmer Perry Rasso of the Matunic Oyster Farm in Rhode Island.